I am Ask Lawyer, speaking with Aaron. How can I help you?
Hi, I'm sorry, boy. I got an email from you. I think it was last week regarding the claim I've got in. I was sitting thinking, I can't remember if I gave you the name of the prison officer that was involved in the Glen Oakle Detention Centre thing.
Okay, let me have a look, sir. Just bear with me. Okay, it's John Rofton I'm speaking to, isn't it, sir?
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah, perfect. Just for data protection, John, can you just confirm your address for me and date of birth, please?
15752 and address is 54 Emerson Way.
Perfect, John. Thank you very much. Just obviously to remind you that these calls are recorded for training and quality purposes.
Yes.
Now, just have a look at your statement now. Okay, and this is for Glen Oakle, is it?
Yes, Glen Oakle Detention Centre.
Yeah. Okay, just bear with me. From what I can see here, John, I can't see any names mentioned. We ideally don't necessarily need them.
Right, I see.
Because what the Scottish Redress Scheme do is they hold the institutions accountable rather than the individuals. You are more than entitled to obviously provide the names. But obviously, yeah, when it comes to the institutions, obviously if the staff members have done wrongdoing, it's still in effect is the institution's wrongdoing for letting that happen under their authority. But yeah, it's entitled to yourself if you want to provide the name anyway.
I'm sure I'm not 100%, but I'm pretty sure it was one of his crew's names was Gil Filling.
What was the name, sorry?
Gil Filling. GILFINNIN, I think it is. I'm not too sure if I'm saying it. Well, that's the way it sounds when you say it. Gil Filling.
So GIL and then Finning.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
I'm sure that was the name of one of them. Because to be quite honest, they were all part of the language, but you know what I was going to say.
Yeah,
they're all animals.
Yeah, no, I can understand. I know I haven't really spoken to you, John, but yeah, me and myself as well, some of the clients that I deal with, they've been to Glen Oakle and I've heard some stories and they're not nice at all.
When I was there, there was people, they were that weak and couldn't take it. They were putting their feet in the banister of the railings on the stairs and throwing themselves down to break their legs so they get moved out of it. They're doing all kinds of things to get moved out of there. You're running a mile every Monday morning. It was just like an army boot camp.
Yeah.
I
can understand that.
The other thing I just want to ask, the last time I phoned, I asked if there was any chance of me getting a copy of this information you get for them, when I was in.
Yeah.
Would it be possible for me to get a copy of that?
Yep, of course. I'll make a note on your file. So once we receive your care records, they are your records, so you're more than happy for them to get shared
Have you not received them yet? Because for what I'm reading, it is an officer assigned to an officer. It's one of your colleagues investigating. I don't know, where is it? Our claim is now with the investigations team. So our team will now identify any relevant authorities. So does that not mean that you've got it?
Yeah, so, excuse me, John. So we are we're the claims handlers, myself, Francesca, who I think you made that with, and also Jamie, who's spoken to you.
I spoke to him as well.
Yeah. We're the claims handlers, and then our other department, which is in the same office as us, they're the investigations team, so they're the ones who go out and obtain the relevant records, and they'll gather witness statement later down the tracks before we submit the final submission to the to the Redress scheme.
So, for interrupting, what do you mean witness statements? I mean,
So the statements that we've already took off you, they're just like a brief statement, a bit of a run overall as to what's happened. But the investigations team, they'll just expand on that, go into detail on, you know, how it's made you feel, how it still affects you to, you know, today. You know, each and every detail they can to support your application to make it as strong as we can for you, to then present that to the panel. So they'll do that, but they'll book in, you know, they'll give you a call and find out a time that suits you best and be able to book in. So obviously you're ready for that call as well. But your case is with the investigation team, so they're preparing to send out a request for your records.
Could you give me an idea of how long this is all going to take?
To be honest, John, you are a high priority client, being over the age of 68. So you're a high priority client, so we're hoping for a fast turnaround. I can actually see that we've sent off the subject access request on the 29th of July.
What's got me panicking? I was talking to my daughter. I was saying to my daughter about it.
Yeah.
And she was telling me there was a friend of hers whose husband was in it was children care homes. I think it was the lassie's husband had a claim in and went to a panel and he's been waiting about 2 years and he's still no heard then because it's went to a panel.
Right, okay, yeah. No, I don't know obviously what that law firm may be doing for you know, your friend. Yeah. Obviously with ourselves, we try and make this process as efficient, but obviously as fast as we can for our clients. We understand obviously that the waiting game is the most anxious part.
My case, it would take 2 years.
No, definitely not. You're a high priority client, John. So even if you obviously have a look on the Scottish Redress website themselves, they've got a certain timeline that they need to or deadline that they need to meet in order to deal with the high priority cases. For the likes of yourself, you know, you're going to jump to the front of the queue, really, funny enough, because you are a high priority. So they've got a deadline. I don't quote me on it, but I think it's from when we submit the final submission, I think it's either six weeks or between 6 and 12 weeks that they have to assess your story. The correct figure, obviously, pardon me for not remembering the top of my head, it is stated online, the deadline that they have. So this should be a fast turnaround for you. It definitely will not be more than a year.
That's six weeks or whatever. Does that mean that's how long they've got to give me an offer or what? Or is that...
So that's when they're going to look at your case and assess your story, and then straight after that there should be an award that's offered. It's not a case of they'll look at your case and then they'll go away and then, you know, it takes months for them to decide. It should be a decision, you know, they're on after. Because you are the high priority client, that's the process that they take.
So if I've got any luck, there's every chance I could be sorted out by Christmas, New Year.
I mean, fingers crossed, we'd like that for you as well. It would be a perfect time for you to receive an award. But we can only do our work, and then we have to depend on...
You can't rush it any.
The redress scheme.
Okay, right. Thanks very much for your help.
Not a problem, Johnny. If there's any other questions or anything pops into mind, just feel free to give us a call back, okay?
Okay, no problem. You have a nice day now, mate.
You too, John. Thank you for your call.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.